Sex is the life force energy that runs through us all. Can you use sexual energy for your spiritual evolution? Or perhaps for emotional healing? Is it even possible? Clinical sexologist Dr. Martha Tara Lee will explore all these and more on Eros Evolution on OM Times Radio.
Welcome, welcome. And this is Dr. Martha Tara Lee. I'm a clinical sexologist based in Singapore, and my company is called Eros Coaching. That's eroscoaching.com. I've been in practice for 7, coming to 8 years now, and I started this radio show last year. Today, we have two guests, a couple, and it's Rob and Janelle Alex. We have the title, Secret Intelligence of Relationships. Tired of the same old things in your relationship? Ready to break free from the routine of daily life? You can not only spice up your sex life, but you can consciously turn the mundane into interesting experiences. You can discover new things about yourself and your partner. Getting turned on isn't just about physical excitement. It is about getting turned on mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. You will laugh more, deepen the bond between the two of you, create lasting memories, and yes, you can create opportunities for fantastic lovemaking. And that's what we are interested about here. So, experts in sexual energy and long-lasting committed partnerships, Dr. Rob and Janelle Alex, who both have PhDs, are mentoring couples around the world. They are best-selling authors, speakers, and hosts of the top-rated Mission Date Night podcast. This amazing power couple, and they truly are, is passionate about the secret intelligence of relationships, secret animal powers, and transcendental lovemaking, which actually is also the title of the show that they appeared in with Eros Evolution, this show. Rob and Janelle teach easy, practical, and playful methods to help couples connect to powerful energy and make love to life. And their website is missiondatenight.com. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. And you see, you just completely got our names perfect. You did it. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it's such a pleasure to be back with you again. We love speaking with you.
Thank you. Thanks for reassuring me. And thank you for being such a beautiful couple. You have such great energy when you come together. I really love having both of you together. I'm also very inspired in following your work. You truly are an inspiration.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate that.
That speaks volumes because we love following your work too. So
it's mutual.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So we're talking about the secret intelligence of relationships. Tell me more, what's so secret and what's intelligent about relationships?
That's so funny. Oh my goodness. Well, I think one of the things that there's the secret aspect of it is a lot of people don't understand how important the friendship aspect of the relationship is and how important the playfulness is to keep in the whole of the relationship. Because when you lose that piece, then you lose that deeper connection. You lose a level of intimacy. And you can be exceptionally close and be best friends with your lover, your partner, and still be amazing lovers. You don't have to give up one for the other. You can absolutely have both.
Well, and as far as the intelligent part goes, we can always keep learning in everything we do. And, you know, lovemaking and being in a relationship are no exception to that. As long as we keep learning and keep striving to bring new and fresh things into our relationship, you know, there's no reason for it to get stale and boring.
Fantastic. And both of you have been together for a long time. So remind me how long.
We've been together almost 15 years. Yes. We've been married almost 14 years. So,
yeah. And you have three kids.
We have his, hers, and ours. So yes, because the older two are about 20 years old, but ours together, our son together, will be 9 here very shortly.
I see. Okay. Awesome. So do you really believe that couples need adventure in their relationships?
Yeah, we need adventure in our life. I mean, otherwise we're just going through the motions, and our relationships are no exception to that. We need to have that adventure. We need to be excited by it. We need to look forward to it. And if we don't have that adventure, then that, you know, again, that's when it gets boring. It gets stale. It's because we're not looking forward to it because we know it's, you know, the adventure's gone. And, you know, with adventure, you can think of it as grand as, you know, going off and exploring something new. But it can also be just trying something a little different in your relationship. So, and that can be an adventure for a lot of couples. So without it, though, we just kind of get blah.
Well, I mean, even to think we could go a slightly different direction. And when you have no adventure in your life whatsoever, you're just repeating the same things over and over. Guess what? Your brain cells are not actually going to rejuvenate as well as when we have those new, fresh things that we have to think about or that stimulate us in a variety of ways. So it's personally we need adventure, let alone in the relationship and being able to share that with our partners.
Mm-hmm. That's really great what you're saying, because we're talking about breaking free from the routine of daily life here in today's show, and also not doing the same old things. So can you give some examples? I know that you guys have this Sexy Adventures 33, Sexy Challenges 33 Adventures coming up that you're launching. And so it's all about challenges and adventures. So could you give us some examples of what challenges and adventures, ideas for them?
Well, the beautiful part about the new book coming out is there's 33 adventures in there, sexy challenges, if you will, and they run the gamut. Some of them are really physical to get you really excited in that physical manner, and then there's some that are very spiritual and metaphysical.
I would say the majority of this book, this new one, is more metaphysical, more spiritual than the previous one.
But one of the things I want to express is that each one of these has unlimited possibilities, because we give you different ways that you can perform the challenge, different aspects you can do, options, if you will, so that even if you wanted to do the same one, you know, every month for a year, you can make it a little different every time. And, you know, there's so much in this book. I mean, there's so much of our heart and soul in this book, too, that, you know, it's such a wonderful feeling to get these out there and have other people experience them. One of the biggest ones for me is the conception of ideas, because this is one of the ways that I get the amazing ideas for sexy challenges is I harness that sexual energy that Janelle and I create. And I use it to bring these ideas to me, much like, you know, you manifest with the law of attraction. But they come flying into me because of that energy we create.
And, you know, then like Rob was saying, there are some that have these really deep concepts and they're amazing and they're all profound. We love all of them, of course. But then there's, some shorter ones and more simplified ones, such as foot foreplay. Mm-hmm. And it really is partially just about an amazing foot massage. I mean, it's more than that, but it's also very quick and short and something that you can share with your partner and connect on a much deeper level. And so, at any time, because, you know, you could rub your partner's feet almost anywhere, depending on your culture and all those things, right? But so there's certainly some really outside of the box thinking, some very unique concepts that you have to be a little bit willing to open your mind and say, wow, what if that is possible with some of those amazing things that we share? So, I mean, there's just a couple of those there that that kind of gives you that idea. I think one of the other ones, Martha, that I like is called house clearing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people know how to clear houses and we might smudge or burn some sage and we do some different things. With this one, you actually, obviously a plan and some more explanation there, but you would choose some different rooms or perhaps every room in your home and make love in each one of those rooms. And so you're bringing this fantastic, beautiful energy to each area of your home. And it it creates amazing things. Even, you know, you could think of even doing that in your, I say your office space, but wherever maybe you are, if you do have a business, or if you're just, it's a place that you sit down to pay your bills, whatever that may be. But now you have placed this amazing, wonderful energy in that space versus, you know, like, ew, I've got to go pay bills. I don't want to go pay a bill.
I love it what you're sharing, having sex in every room in the house. I really love it. And foot massage is definitely, or foot foreplay is definitely another good one. So you have short and you have longer challenges in this book. So tell us more about this book and how people can get the book.
Well, of course, Sexy Challenges 33 Adventures is on Amazon. It is currently available there for the Kindle. And it is available right today. It's available as a pre-order. And it's only 99 cents. I mean, now it'll go up after Valentine's Day when it officially releases. But it's available there. We also have it available in the iTunes in the iBooks store. So same situation. It's pre-ordered right now. And it officially, you know, pops into everybody's wherever, you know, wherever, if they pre-ordered it, it shows up for them on Valentine's Day. So it's like, happy Valentine's Day. and then, of course, those will stay there. And then we'll have a print version sometime probably this summer. But
as well as we'll have it for the Nook and on, yes, Google Play also after the 14th.
After the 14th. Valentine's Day.
So. Great. Fantastic. And the title, once again, Sexy Challenges, 33 Adventures. Create, yes, powerful energy with purpose, passion, and love.
Yes.
Correct.
Awesome. What? So we're just coming out for a break, and I'm just going to summarize a little bit what they just said, and then we'll come back and ask more questions. So I'm with Jack. I'm with Rob and Janelle Alex, and we're talking about the secret intelligence of relationships. And the big secret here is that most couples forget the friendship aspect of their relationships and how they can have adventures by exploring new things and trying new things. And one of the ways is to get their new book where they have lots of suggestions inside for you. So more after this break.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today. So you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Are you ready to shift your energy, consciousness, and limiting beliefs? Join me, Shefali Burns, every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Shifting with Shefali here on OM Times Radio. Shift the blocks, limitations, and negative energies that have kept you from experiencing a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Are you ready to shift with Shefali? Are you ready to shine your brilliance?
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake. The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
You are listening to Eros Evolution on the Om Times Radio Network, and you can share this show with your friends by sending them the link omtimes.com/mobile. With this link, anybody will be able to listen to the show without needing to download any apps. It's really cool. Your friends will love it. We are with Rob and Janelle Alex, and we're talking about the secret intelligence of relationships. They are the most animated, the most loving couple who has come onto my show, and I truly enjoy having them back for the second time. During the first time I had them, we talked about transcendental lovemaking, and you will be able to find this show by doing a quick Google on Eros Evolution at a glance. So on that link, I actually list down every single show that I've had, and you will be able to find them on that link. So welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
So on this show, I always explore the link between sexuality and spirituality. And I know we talked about it quite in depth in the last show. But just for listeners who are new to the both of you, could you just talk a little bit about this topic? And I know you guys have a lot of experience and expertise in this subject matter. So maybe if you can talk a little bit about what you have also explored, already know in this topic. I know Janelle knows a lot about spirituality, so if you can tell us a little bit more about that, that would be great.
Excellent. Well, for one thing, Rob and I both truly believe that our sexual energy is how we show up in the world. It's how we actually relate to everything else. It is our confidence. It is our creative abilities. It's that ability to come up with those creative solutions to problems. It's how we actually connect to everyone and everything. So clearly, it's not only connected to your sex life, right? Because if it's how you connect to your coworkers or even your children or your pets, it's clearly not only connected to your sex life. So it's that amazing life force energy that we have. And in that sense, it is your soul shining through. It is, when you connect to that, it is your spirituality just, you know, emitting out from you. And I think that's such an important piece that most people don't understand. Sexual energy is your charisma. It's what draws other people to you or perhaps repels them from you. It's who you connect with. So I think that's such an important piece for people to, and I say people, for me, I'm so passionate about getting women to understand that, because women, you know, here in the United States as well, are so often, we're taught to shut that off. We're not supposed to be really sexual creatures or be able to feel sexy and that confident and that beautiful unless it's all for, you know, the sex life. It's not as accepted for us to be these amazing creatures in that sense and these type of women that feel sexy and beautiful unless we're focusing it only solely on our relationship. And I think that that's just a big piece that's missed. So that's a thing that I'm passionate about as well.
Well, and I think as from the guy's standpoint too, is we need to get away from the thought process that sex is an action. Sex is this amazing energy that's out there. Everything is beget from sex. I mean, you know, if you even, some people even believe our universe, which I happen to believe, was, you know, the Big Bang or whatever, was a sexual experience. Mm-hmm. But we need to see that this is an energy. This is something that, you know, is formed. And I get a lot of people that disagree with me, but I believe that we create this sexual energy, that we create it. It's not that energy cannot be created or destroyed. I differ greatly in that. I think that when we make love with our partner, we create an energy. We create amazing energy. This is the energy that nobody can explain, that no, you know, this is what fuels the law of attraction. This is what fuels so many spiritual and metaphysical principles. And we just kind of let it go. We just say, okay, it feels good, but we don't take action on or direct that energy to where we need it to go and to help the good of mankind, our relationship, our families, our neighborhoods, you know, all the way out to the universe.
And if you don't think that it is created, because I'm on the fence. I'm like, I don't know. But if it's if you don't think so, at the very least, recognize that it's going to draw more energy and more power to you when you're having that and tapping into that amazing energy individually as well as with your partner. So there is such to us, there's almost no separation between sexuality and spirituality unless you're only focused on the physical act and you ignore the rest of it completely.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you. This is really clear. And I like what Rob was sharing about the creation of universe, the Big Bang being a sexual experience as well. If you think about it, the whole process of it, it can be quite orgasmic, because, you know, it's the birth of something. And there must have been tremendous power in the creation of the universe. So, yeah, I really enjoy that perspective.
Thank you. I love that concept.
So, just for listeners who are not aware, Janelle Alex, she actually has several degrees. And her graduate degree includes a Master of Arts in Transpersonal Psychology from the Institute of Transpersonal Psychology, and a Master's in Metaphysical Science from the University of Metaphysics, and her PhD in Transpersonal Counseling from the University of Sedona. And her dissertation was actually on sacred intimacy, transforming your lives through sacred relationships. So she definitely knows what she's talking about. And as for Rob, he has had his spiritual awakening in 2010, which happened during a transcendental lovemaking experiences, and he has brought this spiritual perspective into his work. So they know what they're talking about, trust me. Oh yeah, and Rob's degrees, Bachelor of Metaphysics, Master of Metaphysical Science, and his PhD in Transpersonal Counseling, were all earned from the University of Metaphysical Science. So they know what they're talking about. And his dissertation was on orgasmic laughter. I love that.
Yeah. So that one's, I always go, oh, I wish I'd have thought of that. That was so cool.
Yeah. Because it is. There's such a connection between laughter and orgasm. It's that out, you know, when you're really laughing and really having a great time, your laughter becomes uncontrollable. And when you orgasm, you know, it becomes uncontrollable. It consumes your body. And there's such a connection there. It goes much deeper than that, obviously. But
there is a great connection between the two.
Thank you so much. So one of the things that both of you are really good at is the better and rapport that you have with each other, the fun that you have in your relationship. That's so evident to me. How do you actually keep this going? Because most couples, after some time, they go into the humdrum of things and things get really stale when they know each other very well. So any suggestions, advice for couples out there?
Well, the first thing that I would like to say, because so often we'll hear people say, or I'll have other women come up to me and go, I wish I had what you have in regards to the relationship. And I'm like, you know, it's not perfect. So we do have a great relationship, but even just this morning, Rob had done something that kind of aggravated me and I was a little sharp with him. I was like, really? And so sometimes we still will butt heads or have disagreements. But what is so strong for us, one, is that we have an amazing sex life. Now I have had for the last 5, 6, 7 years, I guess it's actually been close to probably been 6 or 7 years now that it's been so great. But we're okay. We don't have to agree with each other on everything. And even though I may have a very different stance on something, a very different opinion on something, I still respect Rob's greatly. For example, as far as that goes, he and I, you know, here in the United States, we have the presidential election, all this stuff going on. And he and I are on different sides. We both, I think we're going to probably vote for different candidates. But we get to have these great conversations and share why we think, you know, our person that we like is perhaps, at least for us, the best choice. And we respect each other enough that we don't get frustrated. We don't, you know, like, oh, I can't believe you said that. Why would you say that? And so that's part of it for us. I think I went off topic.
Well, and to keep the, you know, the playfulness rolling, mm-hmm. you just have to, you know, you have to put some effort into it. You have to want to be playful. We can get so locked up in just the day-to-day routines and not spending that quality time with our partner. I know Janelle and I, we were just talking about this last night. We just don't think here lately, the last week, we've spent enough time together right. with each other. So we made that conscious effort. We're going, okay, we need to find time for us so we can be playful, watch a silly movie, do something, play a game or something that brings back that friendship, that playfulness, so that we don't get stale.
Or like yesterday, Rob showed, he wanted to show me a quick funny video of Peyton Manning and just this corny little funny video. And so what did I do? I just plopped down on his lap. I sat on his knee at his desk with him and watched the video. So it was just those little moments that can make a big difference.
Nice. Okay, so you're talking about the importance of making a decision to want to be playful and then to put in the effort to do that. And that's what a lot of people just kind of assume things would happen. So I definitely agree that these are the keys to that. But isn't playfulness a sign of immaturity or that one needs to grow up? What do you have to say about that?
I have been told that my entire life. And I, you know, the older I get, the more I was like, gosh, those people were so wrong. Mm-hmm. I mean, because I've been like this my entire life. And it's in our relationship now. And Janelle's the same way. She's so playful and we're so fun with everything we do. And, you know, it's not who wants to grow up? I mean, when they talk about growing up, they talk about getting mature, getting serious. And that's not any fun. That's
well, I
not.
Mean, there's times that you need to be polished. You need to be organized. You have responsibilities. And we do that. Rob and I do that a little differently. But having the playful piece, always being willing to crack a joke, to you fall down on your face or you're behind and you stand up and you go, ta-da, take a bow, I just wiped out. And so there's it absolutely can make a difference to ourselves as well as everyone else around you if you're willing to laugh at yourself and be fun and have playful and everything. So I think that's just a huge piece to focus on, you know, and say it's okay. You know, the corporate mentality is so, you know, we have to be so strict and so rigid and, oh, you know, and don't be colorful. And it just loses so much. As you said about us earlier, we're animated, but we are. We hear that constantly. We're so full of energy. And most people really seem to be drawn to that and enjoy it. So,
yeah. So more with this playful, happy couple after this break.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she's feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel.
I'm Maggie Chula.
And I'm Catherine Glass.
And we're the Psychic Angel Channelers. Join us every week here on Om Times Radio for Angel Talk Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment, a philanthropic organization. Their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times. co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to the show. We are talking about the secret intelligence of relationships. And a big secret of it is that couples should be and stay friends. And then we are also talking about how adventure and playfulness are important ingredients in having a great relationship. We are with experts in sexual energy and long-lasting committed couples. Dr. Rob and Janelle Alex. They have been mentoring couples around the globe. They are best-selling authors, speakers, and hosts of the top-rated Mission Date Night podcast. You can find them on missiondatenight.com. This power couple is passionate about the secret intelligence of relationships, secret animal powers, and transcendental lovemaking. They teach easy, practical, and playful methods to help couples connect to powerful energy and to make love to life. Together, they have authored over 125 books, including the brand new Mission Date Night Adventures Sexy Challenges series, the Intimate Adventures series, Collaborate with Your Soul, Richer Together, Secrets to Working, Living, and Loving Side by Side, and more. Their programs and workshops include Secret Intelligence of Relationships, Secret Money Powers, Secret Animal Powers, Relationship of Your Relationship, and Operation Transcendental Lovemaking. Rob and Janelle thrive on sharing their messages and teachings with the world. So welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you.
Great to be back.
Just before break, we were talking about the importance of playfulness. And let's talk a little bit about the importance of playfulness in the bedroom.
Oh, this is one of my favorites because, you know, it is. It's important that we be playful. We've often, you know, a lot of people would think if there's laughter in the bedroom that, you know, oh my gosh, I'm going to be embarrassed or something like that. But it's quite the opposite. When you're you know, as you talked about earlier, my dissertation was on the connection between orgasm and laughter. You know, when there's laughter rolling out of your bedroom, in my mind, there's something going right. And I think about it because so many couples, there's so much anxiety and stress around, you know, performance in the bedroom and everything. And if, you know, some of the greatest laughs we've had is when something hasn't worked and we just, you know, think about trying to try out one of those Kama Sutra positions that you see in the book. Try those out. And most of them, most people are not going to be able to do those things. But trying to get into those positions and then just falling on the bed laughing is such a turn on to me.
Or, you know, because, of course, we, with our podcast and with what we do, we have so many different products and companies are constantly sending us something to try out and to talk about. And so we have, you know, some sex furniture and we have some different things. And it's so funny sometimes because we're like, wait a minute, how does this work? Or I don't know, I'm supposed to, what am I supposed to do? So it's quite fun and we get to, you know, enjoy that and then laugh and giggle. And even when it's not that, even if we have just gone to bed and we get to get lit, I can't even talk, laughing and giggling and quoting some funny movies, because Rob and I absolutely have a habit. We can have a whole conversation quoting different pieces from funny movies that we like and know what the heck we mean to each other, right? It's our own language. But then we'll fall into such a fit of laughter so the next thing we know, now we're kissing, we're touching, and we're making love. So, you know, there's different aspects of how laughter can be amazing in your bedroom.
Yeah. And laughter is also one way of moving energy in our bodies and opening up our hearts.
Yeah.
Well, and if you look at the physical side of this, you know, two of the things that they say are really good for your health are laughter and orgasm. So right. It makes sense that those two should be together.
Yeah, fit together.
Yeah.
So there's playfulness, and I love what you're sharing, including the idea of having sex furniture. So, yeah. So that's one of my wish list items, to have sex furniture. And what about keeping sex spontaneous? Because some couples, you know, they don't make time. So now we're telling them, okay, fine, you need to put in some effort. You need to want to be adventurous. So that includes putting time aside to make it happen. But what about those people who resist the idea of doing that and find that it's just not spontaneous? What do you say?
Well, Martha, if I remember correctly, when you were on our show, which has been probably close to a year ago now, coming up on that anyway, I think it was last spring, you need to come back. We've got to have you back on. But I think you even said about, you know, encouraging people to actually put it on the calendar and create a sex date. And that's something that we have. One of our sexy challenges in this new book is the couple's sexual planner. And so it's really about planning for a month at a time and hopefully overall for the whole year. And we even did a show on preparing to plan for the whole year. But when you plan, that's when really, in my mind, you've opened the door for more spontaneity, because now you're like, okay, tonight or this Friday or whatever day that you've chosen, whether it's once a week or once a month, whatever, then you know that the intent is to make love. Okay. Now there are so many different ways that you can do that. And of course, obviously, to self-promote, but there's sexy challenges. There's a lot of different options out there to say, I don't know, let's flip the page and pick one. So it's somebody else's idea. That's why I think these are effortless ideas. But there's other little suggestions that we sometimes make. And it might be, hey, maybe you do have three or four or five, some sort of toys or furniture in your room. So, you know, put those on little pieces of paper or little cards, and then have your partner draw one, right? You mix them up and then you draw one. And so you don't know what you're going to actually do. And there's different ways to take that further. But that's one thing. You're like, oh, I don't know what we're going to do or what position we're going to try or what item we might use. So that's just one way that you could make it a little bit more spontaneous.
Well, and, you know, in everything we do, we plan it out. If we go into business, we don't go in and say, just walk in someplace and go, I'm going to start a business today. We have a plan. We put things in place. And the same thing needs to happen with our sex life. And for those of you that think, oh, I want it to be spontaneous, you know, you can wait around forever. Our lives are way too busy nowadays to just wait around and hope that something happens. We need to take it by the horns and say, let's make it happen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the couples that we talk to that do this start to find out they start having more sex because they get in that rhythm and they're like, oh, wow, this is really good. We should keep doing this. Mm-hmm. And it just snowballs, and all of a sudden they're having a great sex life because they started out planning it.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yeah. So I see the link now with creating a space to block it out and then in that space be spontaneous.
Yes.
So
yes,
it's totally possible to have the both of them at the same time.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Because otherwise, I mean, and I'm sure you hear it as well, Martha, but people will be like, well, it's been, well, I don't know, last time was a couple weeks ago, or the next thing you know, it's been 6 months ago, or the next thing you know, it's been a year or numerous years since they've actually had sex or made love with their partner. And that's really sad because then it's a lot harder to get it back. The longer ago you go without it, the more difficult it is to bring it back into a regular, amazing space with your partner.
Yep. And the more awkward it becomes and the more difficulties. Yeah. So, yeah, I get that also in my work. And so let's talk a little bit about sexual polarity, because that's one of the things that does go out of the window. And that's the attraction that couples have with each other. So besides being playful and creating adventures, any suggestions about sexual polarity?
Can you explain? I want to know exactly what direction you want to go with that, because my brain's going in like three or four different directions.
So when I talk about sexual polarity, I'm talking about the attraction that a couple will have for each other in terms of, oh, you so man or you so woman, the masculine feminine aspect that is at play in a relationship.
Okay. Well, the one thing that comes to me, because Rob and I joke about this a lot, because we've heard so many people say, well, men do this and women do that, right? And I almost always will say, wait a minute, because let's look at Rob and Janelle over here. Because so often I do something that is more probably in the masculine energy, and Rob will do something that is more in that, and he doesn't like it when I say this, he's not too much of a macho guy, but But he's in that more feminine, more, that more compassionate space. So we kind of change roles in that sense at times. Mm. However, we're so drawn to each other overall. It's that sense of his whole being is what I am attracted to. For me, and Rob, I know you feel this way too, when we look and think of a couple, personally, we don't care if it's a man and a woman, as long as it's two beings. Rob and I are about two people, but even if it's, I guess if it's more than that, but it's about those people loving each other and being drawn together. And whyever that is what's important. I'm not sure that answered your question, though.
Well, and I think we're all unique. We're like fingerprints. We're all unique in what we like. And just to say, you know, to put us into two categories, masculine and feminine, it doesn't make any sense because we're not going to fit into that mold perfectly. We might have masculine tendency. We might have feminine tendencies. But, you know, understanding your partner and seeing how you mix together, that's the beautiful part.
Well, and I like to even explain it. You know, there are some people that prefer people with blonde hair and blue eyes. Mm. And there's other people that want someone that is a much darker skin than someone else, or they prefer someone that's much heavier. And I'm not even saying all, you know, muscular and buff, but just a much, you know, thicker, heavier woman, for example. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's what you feel that you are attracted to. That's what should matter. So there's the physical, you know, attributes there, as well as what is their energy. If you're drawn to that person and you feel so amazing with that person, that's what should matter.
Hmm. I do like what you're sharing about how you guys are very comfortable with mixing this masculine, feminine aspect of who you are inside, and also switching around the roles. I think being conscious about it and being playful around this can also be something that couples can do to enhance their relationships.
Now, Martha, I want to ask you, because we have, you know, obviously we are here in the American culture, you mm-hmm. know, we're I'm not like, ooh, Americans, but I'm just saying this is where we are. This is where we've been born and raised. It's quite different, right? Because so many cultures, it's difficult for the man to change roles. He's looked down upon, or the woman is looked down upon if she tries to step into a more powerful role.
Mm. Yeah. And what happens is they don't know how to switch it up. So we have a break. We'll talk more about this after the break. That's a good question, though.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicent, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
This is Julie Geigel.
I'm Maggie Chula.
And I'm Catherine Glass.
And we're the Psychic Angel Channelers. Join us every week here on Om Times Radio for Angel Talk Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio.
We are into the last 50 minutes of this show, and just before the break, Janelle was asking me about the different kinds of gender roles that we play in different cultures. So I'm from Singapore, I'm Asian, I'm Chinese, and Singapore is the most advanced economic country in Asia, and I've been very fortunate to be brought up learning English and Mandarin at the same time, which is the reason why I can speak English quite well. And one of the things that I noticed about different kinds of cultures is that we do get stuck in gender roles, as Janelle rightly mentioned. One of the things that I think does happen is that they get stuck in these roles and they don't know how to be playful and adventurous. And the women can feel very much repressed and suppressed. And then the man starts wondering why he's not attracted to his partner anymore. It's because she also doesn't know how to be playful. So we take ourselves tend to take ourselves too seriously. And so this is fantastic what we are talking about today, the secret intelligence of relationships. It's not just about keeping it fun for your partner. It's about keeping it fun for yourself as well. So,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So any other thoughts about, you know, this subject?
Well, we actually just had a conversation with a good friend of ours that he grew up in France. And he has spent, I don't know, about half of his life, adult life now, in the United States. But, and of course, he travels back and forth all the time. But we had that conversation with him on our show in regards to the difference in cultures. And he was talking about the men and how the men, European men, are so much more open. And, you know, they've got metrosexuality, and they can care about their appearance and be very meticulous about the way that they look and feel like they look really good. But if you do that here in America, then the men are like, oh, and somebody thinks, well, you're not very manly if you're going to go get your nails done or have a facial. So there's those things that, so it really, depending on where you are, some places, you know, the women have to supposedly behave a certain way around sexuality or around their own appearance. And just the same happens for our guys, too, though.
Well, and something I want to add here is our Native Americans here in the United States used to have three genders. Mm. They had the male, the female, and then what they called a two-spirit. Yeah. And that was somebody that had a well-balanced amount of female energy and of male energy. Mm-hmm. And those were often the shaman mm-hmm. or the chiefs of the tribe, because they possessed these two amazing powers together. So, mm-hmm. you know, that speaks pretty powerful, I think, mm-hmm. when we talk about blending those gender roles, if yeah. you will.
Mm, awesome. So I love what you guys are sharing. And there's so many things we can talk about here on this show. So you are launching a new book, and it's called Sexy Challenges, 33 Adventures, and people can pre-order it on Kindle, iTunes, and it's officially coming out on Valentine's Day. So they can get it on your website, missiondatenight.com, am I right?
Yes, it's very obvious, I promise. You go to missiondatenight.com, and right there in the navigation bar, it says Sexy Challenges. You just click on it.
Awesome. So just before the show, we were also discussing what other projects you guys are doing. And I understand that this weekend you're launching a new website.
Yes, we have another.
Yes. It's actually been around for a while. It's a blog that we ran for quite some time. And we decided we were going to change it and make it more of a kind of like a trade show for couples to come and see all the great products that are out there, because we were getting so many of these to try out for our podcast. We're like, people need to know about these things, and we share them. So the name of the website is thecouplespot.com. Mm-hmm. So it'll be up. I'm hoping to have it up Sunday, all ready to go, right in time for the Super Bowl here in the United States.
You can cheat and see the sneak preview. I mean, because it's there. It's just, you know, it's evolving. But so it's thecouples, which is plural, spot.com. And, you know, it's all kinds of products. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are absolutely products that have to do with your sexual intimacy, but there are even other things like, well, we've got, we reviewed wine ice cream a while back. So there's some different things in there that it really embraces and encompasses your entire relationship.
Yeah, and one of the other interesting things that I always like to point out there, we have a hammock on there that we found that's built for two people to, you know, just relax in.
Yeah, and just to go camping with. I mean, so he doesn't have
to. So those are the type of products we want to bring to couples so that they can see what amazing things are out there to enhance their relationship.
Yeah, what a great idea, because you guys would meet and know a lot of people through your work, and this relaunch, rebrand is going to be like an aggregator.
Yes, I agree.
Awesome. So we're going to come towards the end of the show very soon. I'm just curious, could you give me an example of your favorite sexy challenge in your new book?
Rob, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. my favorite one is orgasmic reincarnation. And this has to do, this is what started me on this. I get visions at the point of orgasm, and I started wondering why. And this a challenge helps to explain why I feel like we get this, or why I get these visions, and how we can actually tap into another lifetime or cross our lifetimes through orgasm. It's quite fascinating.
So the whole concept is there. That's one of the longer challenges because there's a lot of in-depth concepts that are inside of that to try to hopefully open your mind and see if
so it's something
possible.
That they read and then they will know the steps and then they can try.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Ah, yeah. So fun.
It's amazing.
So what about yours, Janelle?
There are so many in this book that it's hard to choose, but I decided since we were talking about playfulness today, I thought I would suggest Pillow Sutra. So there's a lot of fun things with the pillows, and you can, you know, create this amazing little experience and really use some of the pillows, perhaps even as some sort of different sexual furniture in that way. But then after you go through the entire, I think, and this may sound crazy, but one of my favorite pieces about Pillow Sutra is one of the suggestions that we share at the end of it. And that is, after you've experienced amazing lovemaking amongst this humongous pile of pillows, then you just get a little crazy and you start kicking them off the bed. Or I think even one of the suggestions Rob has in there is like, hike it like a football, which American football, right? But, you know, just be playful and be silly and goofy. And so you can have this great sexual experience and then just curl up laughing your butts off.
Oh, so good. This is so great. I really, really love what you guys have come up with. You can hear that I'm giggling.
It's yeah, fun. And I really love that. I love to hear it.
It's really fun. And I can see the value in what you guys are suggesting, because some people that I know of, they actually have absolutely no idea what they can do to be fun and creative, because they are not very creative. So even these little suggestions that you have really gives them at least somewhere to start.
Yeah, and that, you know, that's, oh, I'm so glad you said that, Martha, because that is a big, big piece for us with, well, everything that we teach. But the sexy challenges, we give some variations and some different ideas at the end of each one in the book. And then we're telling everybody constantly, open your minds, create, feel, you know, something else comes into your mind, add it or, you know, take something away, but be creative. And so hopefully this will help spark some of those ideas.
Yeah, it'll open the gates for them to experience the best that they can. I mean, and what they need to bring into their relationship.
That's really great. Yeah, I really would like to get your book now, really, and the other 124 of them. Because I really do love books, and I have a book crisis right now because it's really occupied my entire bedroom. And so, you know, there are just so many good things out there, and your book is going to be on my list of things that I really want to get. Yeah, because Asians are not very creative generally, and they don't really know what to do, and they don't really have ideas. Sometimes they ask me, and it's like the most obvious thing to me. And so from there, I think from reading your book, I could be a little bit more inspired and maybe a bit more patient with them.
Yeah, you know, and that's, it's so important to us. I consider myself a global citizen versus an American citizen. So being able to help people across the world is so powerful and it's so important. But yet being able to learn and understand and respect those differences in our cultures because, and within our own countries, right? Because we have a lot of our own subcultures that it's very different mentality in different areas. So I think it's so, so important.
So we're just about to end very soon. So could you just explain a little bit how people can find both of you and work with you?
Yes. Again, just go to missiondatenight.com and right there on the site, it will tell you where to start. It's like, where do you start? And if you just click on that, then you can find out a couple of the different things that we do and be able to get a hold of us. Of course, you could just send us an email if you have questions. And that one's pretty easy. It's missiondatenight33. So it's the numbers 33@gmail.com. And, you know, you're going to get us. We are, one of us are the ones that respond to our emails. So that's the best way to do it. And of course, you know, listen to the Mission Date Night podcast as well. And you'll hear lots from us there.
Yes, you will.
That's great. Thank you so much for coming on today's show.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, the pleasure was ours. Definitely.
And I look forward to inviting both of you back again.
Oh, thank you. We'd love to.
So this has been Dr. Martha Tara Lee of Eros Coaching, and we have been talking to Rob and Janelle Alex, who are the authors of 125 books. And remember to go to their website, missiondatenight.com. And next week, I have a new guest, and we're talking about senior sex. So it's the title is going to be Talking Out Loud About Senior Sex with author Joan Price. And Joan Price is a very famous author. She talks about ageless sexuality, and she's really quite well known. So be sure to tune in to Eros Evolution next week. And goodbye.